I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. It's that time of year, and you're likely to observe the offspring of some of our state's critters finally making their first appearance on the landscape. But the best way to enjoy that is from a distance. I'll tell you more about it coming up right after this. There are a few things cooler than getting to see a young fawn, bear cub, flock of turkey poults, or other wildlife offspring in their natural habitat. We are teeming with them right now in West Virginia, but unfortunately, too often, well-intentioned folks get the wrong idea when they make these observations. Rob Sylvester, biologist at DNR, tells us, no matter what you may think, that fawn deer has not been abandoned. In fact, that's a defense mechanism for a doe to hide their fawn and only visit it occasionally to feed. Same goes for a bear cub, and Sylvester says trying to help only hurts the animal.
Sometimes they can get separated. And we do have people bringing them into the district office. And again, the same principle, it follows with all young wildlife. They have to spend their young years, their young weeks with that adult to learn the how to make it in the wild. And we as humans make a very poor substitute for that.
Taking in what you believe to be an orphaned animal is always a bad idea.
You know, we may be able to feed it or whatever, but that animal will never be able to be released back in the wild as long as it's in humans, you know, when humans take care of it. They have a process called imprinting, where they'll imprint on the person that's giving them care. So these animals will actually think that human beings is the place that they go to get food and get care. So it doesn't really work.
Plus, when they grow to adulthood, they can become dangerous. So keeping any sort of wildlife as a pet is not only illegal, but dangerous.
They usually don't make good pets. Many of those species can carry diseases. Raccoons in particular, they carry a parasite that actually, if a child or whatever would ingest the eggs from a raccoon's feces, and kids are always picking things up and then sticking their fingers in their mouths, it can lead to blindness.
In fact, you could kill the animal by doing less than that.
Many of these animals are very timid. Rabbits are so timid that even just being handled by human beings can make them die, you know, overnight, literally, because they're very timid and don't handle people very, very well.
So if you run into some offspring in the wild of West Virginia, just consider it a privilege and view them from afar. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.